You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the second hour. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with Lynn Golder, and I'm here with the famous Chris Shaw.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
Yes, all about eSight. And we have from eSight today.
Speaking of eSight,
Taylor West. Taylor West, are you there?
I am. How are you guys doing?
All right, Taylor. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Is it rainy and stormy where you're at?
Yeah, up in Canada, it's not particularly nice, but that's pretty expected this time of year.
Oh, okay. Well, we're in Florida and it's coming down.
Hi, Taylor. We almost didn't do the show. It's so bad here.
Yeah.
I know. I heard about the tornado just before the break.
Oh,
hope everyone's
gosh.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say about the glasses of eSight, Mr. Taylor West?
Well, I mean, I think you guys have heard a lot about it, and you've heard from lots of different people that are sort of involved with eSight, whether it's, you know, I've been on a couple of times, and I know lots of my colleagues have, and that runs from our CEO, Brian Meck, who's been working in the field of vision loss and low vision for almost 20 years now, through to a few of our users. So you've heard, you know, lots about the different ways that eSight's used sort of in people's personal lives, in people's work lives. And I know that it's some of my colleagues, they were actually just last week down in Orlando for the ATIA conference.
Right, we met for them.
Yes.
We met Patrick, yeah. And we met Yvonne Felix. And I forget who else did we meet there. But that was nice.
A couple of others. There was Lee was there.
Right.
So
I think people were circulating. So when we were at the booth, we met Yvonne and Patrick. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, at a conference like ATIA, it's always great to get out there because, you know, we don't just get to meet people that are, you know, part of the low vision community because they have vision loss themselves, but we get to meet the whole sort of network of professionals around that. So whether that's doctors or government employees working in various fields, I thought it was a great chance to gather feedback.
Were you there?
Unfortunately, no. Oh, they left me back home to shovel snow outside her office while everyone else got to go to Florida.
That's funny. Yeah, Yvonne was there in her sandals and her short skirt. I mean, like, it was Florida. That's funny.
So when and, you know, actually, just by coincidence, one of our colleagues got married yesterday, and Yvonne and I were at the wedding, so we had a chance to catch up. And one thing she was saying is, you know, Yvonne travels a lot for eSight, and sometimes that means going to a conference like ATIA. It often means just going to other sorts of business meetings. But as I'm sure that you may have noticed, she was wearing a prototype of our next version of the technology.
The white glasses, the second generation.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They were very attractive and they were lightweight.
Yeah, she's very excited to sort of take them for a test drive out in the world and really sort of get to use them out there. And, you know, her feedback was great yesterday. She was really excited about them.
Yeah, she was wearing them at the show. They're not clunky at all. They're very lightweight and streamlined.
I just wish it worked for me.
Yeah, that's Michael all. Tried them on. It didn't work for him.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Michael. So you guys did get to spend a little bit of time with Yvonne, and you saw sort of pretty big differences between what she was wearing and probably what was sitting at the booth.
Right, exactly. So that's the new generation of glasses.
Yeah, and you know, as I was listening to the commercial break, in one of the little eSight skits, it talks about how we spent 5 years doing the research to get eSight out there. And, you know, I have to say that 2017 is actually, it's now 10 years since the company was founded. So, you know, for a full decade now, eSight's had a pretty talented team of engineers doing this work, building the latest version of eSight. So that 5 years really speaks to our first generation, which, you know, I genuinely, you know, think is a pretty remarkable technology. It's the reason I originally joined eSight, because it was just so cool to see something that could do what it does. But I'm really, really excited for that prototype to make it out into the world, you know, because it's about half the size, it's about half the weight. And the, you know, just looking through it, and I'll say that I have typical vision, but like it's just so sharp and the image is so clear and it's really bright. And I know the feedback's just been awesome from the people that have tried it, like Yvonne doing the testing. And I'm just really, really excited to see it get into other people's hands.
Taylor, why don't you, for somebody who's just tuning in today, that first time with the show, why don't you tell everybody what the eSight glasses are and what they do? And who would be a qualified candidate?
Definitely. So eSight are, we call them electronic glasses. And what that means, and this is similar from our first product to our second, is eSight puts little high-definition screens, one in front of each eye, and then using a camera mounted on the glasses, it records a video in real time, processes it so that it basically is better suited to the person's eyes with vision loss, and then puts it onto those screens. And that all happens fast enough that there's no perceptible delay, so it's all real time. In terms of function, I know that some people find like a CCTV as a useful analogy because they're used to the idea of using a CCTV to read, and they use it for magnification and contrast and all that sort of stuff. And eSight does do all that, but what's really unique about eSight is it's mobile, so you can wear it while walking around. So when you guys, you know, talk about Yvonne walking around the conference, I'm sure she was actually wearing her eSight as she did that.
She was.
She looked cute, too. She had them just on the top of her head, like somebody would push a regular pair of sunglasses on the top of their head. And she's just walking around, and
I have seen now, Taylor, my personal experience where I've seen at least, say, two or three different experiences where I've seen probably a total of 10, maybe 12 people to try on those glasses. And let's just say it worked for three or four.
Yeah.
It worked for three or four. People like myself, it didn't work for. But those three or four that
they
were so excited. They were so amazed that it worked for them. These people couldn't see squat. And when they had the glasses on, they could see, like, tremendous. And it was amazing.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about it.
Huh?
That's what's so cool about it. Yep. You know, like, last night I was hanging out at Yvonne with this wedding, and she was wearing her eSight. We were sitting a little further away from the speeches, but she was wearing her eSight and watching the MC introduce the speakers, and we were maybe 150 feet away from the podium.
Wow.
Like, we were off in the corner. We weren't that popular.
You're funny.
But, you know, wearing her eSight to watch the speakers, but then, like, if we want to walk around and just chat with her, with some of the people we knew there, because a couple of our other colleagues were, she wore for that too. And as you can imagine, walking around this wedding was like, it's dark and it's not particularly well lit. And she's able to, from, you know, 10, 15, 20 yards away, say like, oh, that's that person over there, because she can just see their face. It's very neat. And, you know, she would be the first one, I think, to call it life-changing. And as you said, it's not necessarily for everybody, but for the people that works for it, it's a pretty profound life-changing technology.
Yes, it is. I have to give you that, because I've seen the people freaking out when they put them on and it worked for them. They loved it. And I saw people like myself a little disappointed when I put it on, and they tried a few different things, and it didn't work for me. And that's the way it goes.
But I keep saying maybe you didn't adjust it properly. You didn't give it a chance because you were trying to do it 1, 2, 3. Right, Taylor? You can't just put them on 1, 2, 3 the first time. You have to.
But my vision is very bad. That's the problem.
So yeah, so you did ask who it works for. And, I mean, the people you say it works for, it's a pretty broad group. So most of our users have either central vision loss, so something like macular degeneration, or they'll have sort of just a general low acuity, like what people with ocular albinism, for instance, often have. And what eSight's able to do is restore a lot of that acuity. To, you know, your case, for instance, eSight doesn't work for, you know, a group of people with vision loss. And oftentimes they either have either just lower acuity than what eSight's able to help, or tunnel vision, which we're not always the best for. But, you know, it is very individual who eSight works for. So we have people with acuity as low as about 20/1200 that use eSight really, really well. But, and, you know, this is where I'm not a doctor, so I'm sure that there's a better person to speak to this. But we always sort of recommend that it's often best just to try it or at least have the conversation with us, because all sorts of different people use it. It can depend on what people want to use it for, even in terms of how successful they are. And as you said, there's a little bit of a learning curve as people learn to use it and let their eyes adjust.
That's true. But like in everything, like myself, I know when I spoke to the people, I made the call originally. I made the call to speak to the people up in Eastside, and I was curious if it worked for me. A lot of people, they may be curious, but they won't even pick up the phone to see if it worked for them.
And then you arranged for Lighthouse
and
to have a bunch of
people. And the point is, I arranged for Lighthouse to show those glasses, and I said, the truth of the matter is, I would like to see if I could, selfishly, to see if it worked for me. And the point is, mm-hmm. I had a hunch when I put them on that it wouldn't work for me based on what the man said, because my eyesight, I am basically, I'm blessed with having used the word some, and I use that some very strongly because I only have some vision. My wife is now, what are you away from me right now, about 2 feet, Lynn?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I cannot see my wife from here to there. And most people are just shadows to me if they're 2 feet away or 3 feet, let alone 5 feet or 10 feet. I can't, at that 5 feet or 10 feet, I can't see nothing, zero. And I have very little tiny vision, but I can see the differences. I can see the difference between night and day. I can see shadows, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for whatever I have. Most people are not grateful for anything. I'm grateful for any little thing I have, I'm grateful for. And the point is, I'm going for an operation in a few weeks on one of my eyes. And the point is, the doctor says that it's not going to get any better, but we're trying to keep whatever you have so you won't lose it. And my answer is,
right,
go for it, because I'd like to keep whatever little I got, I'd like to keep it. And I only wish I could have those glasses, and if it worked for me, I would go for it.
So how can people find out more about the glasses, Taylor?
So the best thing to do, check out our website. They can go to www.esighteyewear.com, or they can give us a call at 1-855-8-ESIGHT, which is 837-4448. So, all that information is on our website, which is, again, eastsideeyewear.com. And one of the cool things we have at Eastside, we call them our advocates, is when someone calls in, we try and just keep one person to sort of handle the end-to-end relationship. So when you call in and you originally have questions about Eastside, they'll spend lots of time on the phone with you answering all your questions. If you choose to get a demo, they'll help with that. But then the really special thing I think we do is we've put a lot of effort into understanding and researching the sort of network of funding programs that are out there. So we've built relationships with state government. We've built the relationships with education systems and all sorts of different grants and stuff. And the advocate will do what they can to hook people up with those funding sources where it makes sense and where there's opportunities.
And don't forget, folks, when you call in, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond. You get a nice discount when you say you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah, please do mention Blind and Beyond. We appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Taylor,
for
coming on
in.
Board and calling in. I appreciate it
on
so
a
much.
Sunday night.
Absolutely. Enjoy your evening, guys.
All right,
thank you so
Taylor.
Much.
Good luck with the weather.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
And that was Taylor West from Eastside. And if you're going to call it, which I hope you do, don't forget to say heard on Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to break. Don't go away. Got a lot more coming up.
When Sean first tried on Eastside Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With Eastside Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm here with Lynn Golder.
You forgot?
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
He's
like, did he forget
home.
Who
what?
He was?
What are you saying? I didn't forget you, baby.
It was awful. There was dead air there, Michael. Right, Chris?
That was long.
What?
He said, hi, we're back.
With? And
Blind and Beyond radio show. What are you talking about now? What are you, confusing me now?
No.
Good cover. Yes. Look, great cover.
Yeah. Listen, folks, don't let them, you know what I'm saying, right? You know, right? The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you got anything to say, help me out here, okay? Lynn?
I think you said it's 894-1680,
I said 894.
Right?
Now okay. What I said. I no, said 894-1680. What
okay.
else you going to say?
All right.
What?
No, that's it. 407-894-1680.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 407-894-1680.
Right.
Right, everybody said it.
Peanut gallery back there. What else?
Nothing else. We're going to play an interesting audio now about glaucoma. As soon as Chris gets it up.
Today I'm going to talk about glaucoma, the leading cause of irreversible vision loss and ultimately blindness. Glaucoma normally develops gradually with no real symptoms to warn of its presence. For this reason, it's often called the sneak thief of sight. Experts estimate that half of those affected by glaucoma may not even know that they have it. This is because there are normally no symptoms during the early stages of the disease. Therefore, those at a higher risk for developing glaucoma should have their eyes examined more frequently.
I've been having some kind of a light disturbance with my eyes, so I made an appointment with the doctor, and I was concerned it might be something related to stroke or something like that. So I went with that, and they did finally decide that it was just that light sensitivity that you get prior to a migraine, so that I wasn't getting the headaches, but I was getting the lights. So that's, they diagnosed that as a migraine-related eye disturbance, but then also did the eye pressures and discovered the glaucoma.
If glaucoma is left untreated or undiagnosed, eventually the optic nerve can be damaged enough that the patient may notice vision changes. The first noticeable sign is usually this loss of peripheral or side vision. Blurry vision or difficulty reading are typically signs that indicate the need for glasses, the development of cataracts, or possibly other eye diseases. For glaucoma, by the time peripheral vision is beginning to be lost, permanent damage to the optic nerve has been done. While there is currently no cure for glaucoma and the vision lost cannot be restored, treatments are focused on preventing any further loss of vision. This is the case for open angle, normal tension, and chronic closed angle glaucoma. The exceptions are types of glaucoma such as acute closed angle glaucoma. This disease comes on suddenly and does exhibit significant symptoms including pain, nausea, blurred vision, and sometimes even colored halos around lights. If you or someone close to you is experiencing these symptoms, treatment should be started immediately.
So usually patients don't know they have glaucoma. If they notice they have a change in their vision, that's bad because that means they have very advanced glaucoma. Most people with early glaucoma, and that's when we want to detect it, really don't know they have it. So number one, it's important to go see your eye doctor so you have a chance of being diagnosed with glaucoma, particularly if you're at high risk. High risk individuals are people who are a little bit older, people have a family history, meaning they have a relative with glaucoma, or people with certain racial and ethnic groups.
Your eye care professional will advise you how often to schedule your appointments. The regularity of your visits will depend on your particular level of risk for the disease, as well as the disease type and the rate of progression of the disease. Generally speaking, you should have your eyes examined at least every 1 to 2 years, and possibly more often if your doctor is concerned about you developing glaucoma in the future. To learn more about glaucoma, check out the other videos in this series, including how to diagnose glaucoma.
For thousands of how-to and advice videos on any topic, visit monkeysee.com.
Ed, it's not if you're visually impaired or blind, and if you say you don't have to get it done in eye examination, wrong, because you have to get your numbers checked. I would go at least once every 6 months, because you don't want to have problems with your brain or other parts of your head, because once you get that numbers up high, you're going to start getting pains and everything else, and you don't want to get that. That goes where if you're totally blind. So you need to get your numbers checked. Okay, so don't forget about that. And your sighted folks listening, you don't want to go blind. So you want to get your numbers. First thing you want to do, if an optometrist or anybody else doesn't check your numbers, well, you don't know. They don't even know what they're doing, because you will have to get your numbers. And the famous numbers I told you, I always ask them, what's my numbers? If you're above 21, you better get it checked and get them under control. And if it's below 21, you're in good shape. Especially if you're in the teens, like 12, 13, 14.
So Lynn? So, Michael, a little birdie told us that a special lady is having a birthday on Wednesday, the 25th.
Coming up.
Would you please play the song, Chris?
Sheila Young's birthday coming this week. Yeah.
Girl, gather round. Pick up the water I'm putting down. Baby, I'm still a hand in hand.
Now, who's singing this song?
I'm not the kind that use a pencil or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Okay, so wait a minute, folks.
That's all right.
Little mix up. Anyway, we're going into trivia. The trivia question is, who is singing this song? This was a big song years ago. A lot of people might know it. I want to know who's singing this song. Let's play it again, Chris. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. This is trivia question. Who is singing this song?
Because of what I'm putting down. Ooh, baby, I'm still a handyman. I'm not the kind that use a pencil or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy.
Okay, so who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Okay, while we're waiting to find
we're waiting
the
for
answer,
that, someone to call in.
We'll do the other.
No, now we're going to do the other one. We screwed up.
No, we didn't.
What, no?
No, Chris is just following the clock.
Okay, so this is for
I was
Sheila,
reading the playbook.
This is for Sheila Young.
Playbook.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday to Sheila. Oh, happy birthday.
I got to get these.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, oh happy birthday to Sheila. Oh happy birthday, oh happy birthday to Sheila.
Yeah, happy Yay. Birthday, Sheila. Birthday's this week, the 25th coming up.
That's right.
That's right. We didn't forget about you, Sheila.
All Sheila. Right.
Yes.
So do we have any
So
callers?
The question,
yeah,
if anybody's
no.
calling up, we'll see about that one.
Okay, well, give me a minute. Give me a minute. I got you covered.
Okay, you got All someone right. calling already? I'm surprised. I didn't think anybody would know that
okay,
song.
No, I got the one, the only, the go-getter herself calling in. Here's Sheila, everybody.
Oh, Sheila Young's calling in? No kidding.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Oh, happy birthday, Sheila Young from Orlando.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless?
Where did you get that song?
I'll tell you off the air.
We had somebody sing it live.
Yeah.
Was that
Dave? No. I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
More than welcome.
So special. Thank you so much.
You're the best.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
She had Chris sing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Talk to you soon. That was cute.
All right, so now, while we're waiting for somebody to call up, which probably never will for that song, I'm going to give you somebody. This one is going to be an interesting trivia. Why you may be able to get that one, but let's see if anybody who knows music at all. I'm going to play this little montage, a little
know,
something. You're going to hear something.
A little clip?
And I'm going to ask you what they all have in common.
Okay?
But I want someone to answer this not from the state of Florida. Not from the state of Florida. So I want to see who we're going to call in from.
So Orlando.
I said not from the state of Florida, not Orlando.
Most of the Orlando
not the state of Florida.
Know your songs.
Not from the state of Florida. You can't call in from the state of Florida to get this answer. So play this little thing we talked about. 407-894-1680.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every
have to guess all? Wow.
Okay, now for those people out there that knows anything about music from the not from the state of Florida, tell me those people singing what they all had in common because they had something.
You wanted the artists. Oh,
they had something in common. It's an extra bonus if you can tell me each one who's singing. But the question is, I want to know what they had in common. They had something in common, and I. If you know all three, that's fine, but I want to know who's what they had in common. Now, that's a hard question. But if you know music at all, and you've been around for the last, well, don't make the difference because a lot of people know all the story. So just tell me right now, those three.
As to what they have in common.
Yeah, what they have in common. They had something in common.
The only thing I could think
don't
of.
Don't answer. 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
I was just going to give a little small snippet of what they got in common.
Yeah, you'll give it away the answer.
Oh. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let him tell you off the
You can tell me off the air and see if you're right.
I'm probably way left field. I'm way left field with this because I'm lost, really.
Okay. 407-894-1680. You cannot call in if you're in the state of Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
If nobody gets outside of Florida, then I'll let someone call in from the state of Florida. But let's say anybody not a state of Florida first. Let's see if they know the answer. Okay? Let's play it again for those people. They can listen again in case they're not sure. 407-894-1680.
That was the hardest mixing I ever had to do.
Okay, so now the question is, for those people out there who think they're smart, but you should know the answer to this, because when I tell you the answer, you'll all say, oh, yeah, I knew the answer.
I guarantee you all the people in Florida are going, I know it.
Okay, so nobody's calling up outside of Florida. Okay, so I'm going to wait 5 minutes now. Anybody from Florida can call in right now, next 5 minutes only. If you're in the state of Florida, you can call in right now. Since somebody from outside of Florida is calling in, you can call in right now within the next 5 minutes only. 407-894-1680. What is the common denominator to those people singing the songs?
They all have a set of eyes.
Yeah, that's true. They all
that's a common denominator. That's the common denominator that I could get.
And they're all famous. They all have big records. Yeah, that was all common denominator, but there's something bigger than that. They all had big hits. They all were famous in their own right, but they all had something very famous. Let's see if anybody can get it. 407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody can get it. They should know it. Okay, we got a caller online.
You told me they had less than 5 minutes. We got the one and only right here in the beautiful city of Orlando.
I knew it.
KJ.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, KJ, Kelly.
Hey,
KJ.
How
are you doing, Kelly?
She's a
KJ.
Yeah, we survived the storm.
Oh, yeah, good.
Good.
So, were you calling in reference to trivia?
Yes. Are they all breakup songs?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope, that's not the answer. But thank you very much for calling in, but that's not the answer. No, no. There's something famous that happened. I'll give you a hint that happened.
I think he's got another caller.
Okay, let's see you on the line. Thanks for calling in, KJ. Kelly. Keep on listening to the show. Thank you for calling in. I just gave it away anyway, the hint.
No, you didn't.
I gave
if
a big
hint.
You did,
it went over my head.
Oh, yeah?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
We have another caller.
All right, going to the phone lines. We got our good friends, the one and only Mr. 7 Foot himself, Charles. How you doing, Charles?
Charles. Hello. Oh, Charles.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Charles. How you doing?
How's the weather over there, Charles?
It's windy.
Okay, Charles from Kissimmee.
And a little rainy.
Charles from Kissimmee, Florida. What are you calling in for, Charles?
Well, you had a trivia question.
Okay, let's hear it. You think you know the trivia answer. Let's hear it from you.
They died in plane crash.
100% right.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I shouldn't clap
that's,
over that. No, they all died in a plane crash.
That's not a clapping answer, yeah.
All right, that's true. They all died in a plane
crash.
Tell
them who they were,
not at
Charles,
the same
Charles.
One. There was different plane crashes.
Charles, tell them.
You know
them
who they are?
Ricky Nelson
was when he died. Wait a second. Ricky Nelson, do you know who his parents were?
The Nelson,
right. Ozzy and Harriet. That's right.
Right.
He was
on television.
He died in a plane crash. That's correct. Who were the other two?
Now, I ought to get a bonus for this.
I told you're going to get a bonus. Yeah, okay.
The Big Bopper.
No, not the Big Bopper. But he was in the plane crash, but that wasn't one of the other two. Right. But who was these two?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you're right. Big Bopper was in that.
Do I still get my bonus?
Yeah. But who else are the other two? These two, the other two songs.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I'll tell you the answer to that. Buddy Holly. Remember Buddy Holly? They even had a movie about him, Buddy Holly story.
Yeah.
And the other guy was a young fella, 17 years old, named Richie Valens.
Yeah,
Richie Valens.
Richie
Valens. He's from California.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have his address. Do we
I
not?
We have it.
So we can send
we
him
have
a
it.
Gift card. But okay. And we'll send him a little something extra too for that because he won and he knew it. Very good. I'm surprised. I really am.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised too. Because I was totally left here. Only thing I could think of that they had everything in common was that they all hit, they could see and see.
No, they all died from a plane crash. In different times. It wasn't the same plane crash. It was different, two different plane crashes. Richie Valens.
A lot of artists did, I
Big
think.
Bopper and Buddy Holly was in the same plane crash.
Wow.
And another plane crash by itself was Ricky Nelson.
Didn't Otis Redding also die? I know there's so many. That
I know when I was coming up, we heard the one from Aaliyah, hip-hop and R&B artist. Aaliyah, she died in a plane crash.
Oh, I got one. I got one right now. Okay. This one, who knows this? I'm going to give you a hint on this one.
We'll say goodbye to Charles.
Charles,
Michael.
Thanks for calling in, Charles.
I can hear Dawn.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Goodbye,
thank
guys.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's another trivia. I got another trivia for you. This famous singer was married to another famous singer. At one time, they were a duo. This fellow died not in a plane crash. He wasn't shot. He got died in a skiing accident, and he hit a tree. And he got killed.
This is a morbid trivia.
Who was it?
Theme, Michael.
But he was very famous.
Yeah,
he was.
That wasn't too long
And I'll
ago.
Give you another hint. It's a big one. Not only was he married to this singer and they were a duo at one time, he was also mayor of a city at one time. He was a mayor. Okay, who am I thinking about? Okay, does anybody know that? Okay, that's a good trivia question.
So, Michael.
407-894-1680. What?
While we're waiting for that.
And a nice rainy day, windy.
Yeah, it's pouring
and
out.
Lightning all around us. We come up with these morbid
It's not really light.
Stories.
It's very it's what? Pouring. It's pouring.
But pouring. Okay.
I wanted to remind everybody again about the Joseph Pilano Memorial Donation. If you get a chance and you're so inclined, please go to the Braille Literacy Champion website, the National Braille Press website, and just click the donate button and mention that you would like to donate in memory of Joseph Pilano, who was an advocate, a Braille champion advocate, Braille literacy champion So please do that.
407-894-1680. Who am I thinking about? This famous person who was once a mayor. He was a duo with another famous singer. And he died skiing. Who am I thinking about?
All right. We're going to go right here to the Orlando area. One of our listeners, Kurt. Kurt from Orlando. How you doing, Kurt?
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
All right. Kurt said he thinks
so
he
who
has...
do you think I'm talking about with this latest tribute?
Isn't he?
No.
Sonny Bono.
100% right. Sonny Bono. That's right. Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Very good. Sonny Bono. Very good.
Yes.
Have you been listening long, Kurt?
Actually, now and then. I flip to the radio now and then.
Now and then.
You know, I listen to WOKB a lot. So,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Well,
see, it pays. If you listen to us, it pays. You get a $10 gift card coming out to you.
Especially on a rainy night like tonight.
Well, thank you. I could use it.
Okay. Very good.
All right, so, Kurt.
Do we have his address that we're going to send it to?
No, not yet. Kurt, okay. Hold on one moment.
Don't go away.
Get all your information.
And we'll
all
send
right,
out
Kurt?
Information to you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then we got our good friend, Blind Man Gary, on the phone line, and he's going to whoop me this time around.
Okay, Gary, you're on the line. What do you have to say for yourself, Gary Sinclair?
I give up. You say husband and wife, and I go, I know that. I know it's Sonny Bono. You didn't have to say anything more. I knew it. I said, I got this one. No, somebody. He goes, could you please hold on the line? I go, son of a gun, somebody's hit me. Yeah, I quit burning my brains out. You know, I don't know much, but man, when I can hate it, taking the shit. All right,
thank you.
Some other day.
Is it still raining
quiet.
Over there?
Yeah,
is it
funny.
Still raining?
No, I finally gave up. Thank you, Lord.
I hope it stops when we go home. All right,
that's
Gary.
Funny. That's funny.
Bye.
Talk bye-bye. To you. Bye bye. That's funny. So, Michael, we got a chance to see Desiree today.
Yeah.
My daughter Desiree and. Soon to be son-in-law Jerry, and you should thank him for.
Well, I want to thank Jerry
from Gross Financial
Gross
Service.
Gross Financials, yes,
in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia,
actually,
and now
it's
he's also doing Florida.
Oh, that's right. He's licensed in Florida also.
For those who need, let's just say, retirement, Jerry Gross Financial.
Financial advisement
by
financial
our
planning.
our future son-in-law.
Right.
Yep.
And his website.
They're getting married.
It's an easy website. It's just jerrygrossfinancial.com.
Yeah.
That he's in Philly. And you said he's licensed in Florida.
Yep.
So thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry.
Oh, we have another caller.
Who's on the line? Who's on the Blind and Beyond radio show line?
Oh, I think
going
he's
going to do another trivia. I got to do another trivia.
Wow, you hear that
listen
thunder,
to, listen
Michael?
To the thunder in the background. Ooh, la la.
Mm-mm-mm.
By the way, the one you didn't get, folks, that what's it called? Handyman song. That was Jimmy Jones. Jimmy Jones, for those who didn't know it. Jimmy Jones. He didn't have many hits. I think he only had two, but one was a big one. That was it. But that was a big song, Handyman. Jimmy Jones. In a few minutes, we're going to play Lynn's trivia.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh. I know who's going to guess it, too.
Okay.
I know. She'll be calling in.
We have someone on the line?
I don't know. I think he was writing down an address.
Are you there, Chris?
Okay,
back. I'm back. Boy, that rain is coming down, too. I was listening
it
to the ring sing to
really
me in my ears.
Down now, yeah.
He's
we'll
multitasking
need boats outside.
And worrying
listen,
about
we don't
his
another
family.
Trivia. Another trivia. Do the one that Lynn picked out, the other one that's on your list. We'll do another trivia.
Yeah.
For those people who like new songs for the last 10 years.
Ready for it?
Yeah, let's play it. 407-894-1680.
Control your
Okay. So, for those young people who's singing that song, Lynn picked that song out.
I like it.
407-894-1680.
And I bet I know who's going to call in.
Okay, so who was singing that song? You got 4 minutes to call up. 4 minutes.
And then we're going to call it a night.
Okay.
Because I got to go get the oars out to row 894-1680. Home.
894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? For all those young people, you should know who's singing that song.
Hey, you know who's coming in 2 weeks? Live and in person?
Who?
None other than Greg Lindbergh.
Oh, Greg Lindbergh is coming
out. On February 5th, he's bringing his guitar.
Yeah.
And he's going to be doing some Ricky Nelson.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he told me already.
Can't wait.
Yep, that's going
to
be fun.
Greg to do the show?
Yep.
All right, here we go. In this order, back to back, we have two wonderful young ladies calling in.
Ooh.
And this young lady, I mean, the song went on and the phone just went up and she was ready to go. She said, I know this one. I got this one.
Who
this
is
time.
It? Give us two names first.
KJ is our
I
first caller.
Okay, she was on the line first. The
and then our second caller is a first time listener, Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann?
Ruth Ann. First time caller.
A first time caller, Ruth Ann?
Uh huh.
But who was first on the
KJ
line?
Was first.
And I get the prize for guessing that.
Wait a second. KJ's first.
Right.
And Ruth Ann is second. Where's Ruth Ann calling from?
God, I was moving too fast. I want it right here in Orlando,
well,
I think she said.
Don't
let them go away. We'll go take AJ first, and she's
say
first.
Hi to Ruth
but
Ann.
I want to say Ruth Ann second.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
We
Ruth KJ, you on the line?
Yes.
All right, KJ. So who do you think is singing? Lynn picked out this song. So who is singing this song?
Lady Gaga.
All right.
Lady Gaga is right. Lady Gaga.
I knew it.
So she just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Lady Gaga.
That's a good song, isn't it, Kelly?
It is.
Just Dance.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling up.
All right, KJ, hold on one moment.
I just want to know if we're helping you get through this storm tonight, Kelly, making things lighter. I'm glad.
Good.
That's what it's all about.
Listen, right now, don't use the word light because it's a lot of lightning going on outside.
Yeah, take her address. I want to talk to you.
KJ, hold on one moment, all right?
I have a trivia question. Okay.
Okay.
Don't go away.
Let's talk to Ruth Ann.
Now, Ruth Ann, how you doing, Ruth Ann?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Where are you calling from, Ruth Ann?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. Okay. Oh, are you a first-time caller? I think you're a first-time caller.
I am.
Is this the first time you ever listened to our show?
Well, I've listened. I just never really called in, so this would be the first.
Okay. Well, so tell me, did you know what it was? The person already got it already, but I'm going to give you another trivia question, see if you can answer this trivia question.
Okay.
You ready?
All right, go ahead.
I'm not going to be... Well, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to... Well, you said you never called in, but do you listen to a radio show at all before?
I've tried...
Oh, we just lost her. We lost the signal.
No, don't tell me we lost her.
Ruth Ann, are you still there?
I am.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Here.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a very simple question, and you can win $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts if you answer this question. It's not difficult, I promise. You ready for the question?
All right, go ahead. You can let me know.
Before she gets disconnected.
Okay. Here's the question.
Hello?
Can you answer this question?
Oh, go ahead.
Who do you think was the first big kids group ever in this country?
Oh, come on.
That's too hard.
Come on, that's too easy.
It was too easy. I was going to say
first big kids group in this country ever.
But that's not what he's thinking.
They had many hits. What? They had many hits. I want to know the first big kids group ever. Okay? And they had many hits.
The first big kids group.
Yep.
Can we use that?
They had very big hits as far as music goes.
Yeah, hits as far as music goes. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was one lead singer that was huge.
That's easy now.
Who do you think it is?
Ruth Ann, did you hear the question? Please tell me you heard the question.
I'm just going to guess. I don't know. Okay.
Ruth Ann, I believe in you.
I don't know.
I believe in you, and I know you can do this. I know you know this. We are all on the same page.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go.
Who do you think it is?
Let her think.
Is it Backstreet Boy? Oh, my God.
Say it one more time. Now listen, the one lead singer was very well known.
Yes, but all across I know this for you. I know he don't know it either. He don't know it either.
Yes, he does.
All across the world.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Yes, he don't know it.
Yes, he does.
No. I don't know it.
No.
Okay.
I think I know who you're thinking, but it ain't it.
It's not. That's not it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it a Beach Boys? I don't know.
No.
No, I failed.
You should have played something.
All right, I'm going to play it for you.
Well, he has to pull it up.
All right, thank you, Ruth. Hold on, Ruth Ann. Hold on.
Don't go away. He's going to play a song. He's going to play the wrong song, though. I know it.
And we're going off the air in 3 minutes.
Listen, we're
going
to take a quick break right quick and give me a minute, and then we're going to have Ruth Ann. Hold on, all right, Ruth Ann?
And we hope you continue to listen.
I'll let you. Whatever he's going to play, if you know the artist, I will let you answer it. And if you know the artist, you'll win. But I guarantee you, he is not thinking who I'm thinking because this was the first big kids group. And to be on, we'll be back.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Listen, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Good, good. So play this song. Let's see what he's coming up with.
His name is Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann, let's listen to this.
I think this is probably the first time this record has been played on the air. And it's
about let me get right into it. Let me get right into it.
Just any part of it.
It's Jackson 5.
All right.
All right, you got it. Jackson 5.
Oh my gosh. Yay.
Jackson 5. Right, Michael Jackson. But you know what? You're going to win $10 gift cards. You just won. Okay? But that was not who I was thinking about. That was not the original. So the difference is you give him your name and we'll send you out a $10 gift card for Bass Dunkin' Donuts. But play the original who I was thinking about. Can you pull it up?
Is that the one you
This is Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. They were the first big kids group in this country. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. They even made a movie about Frankie Lyman.
Let's say goodnight.
Oh, man.
Hang on, Ruth Ann.
He had a song called Goody Goody. Why do we had a lot of number one records? Anyway, hey, Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann, hold on one moment. Let me get your information, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Keep on listening. Yeah, keep on listening.
Say goodnight, Michael. Like they used to say, say goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight, Golder. Come on. We got to get going here.
Folks, my wife is ordering off the radio. So thank you. Hope you're listening to next week.
Gosh.
Hope you had some fun tonight. Yeah. This was supposed to be a fun show.
Be safe, everybody.
Be safe.
And that goes outside of Florida also.
Yes. So for all those folks listening around the country,
love you guys.
Love you guys.
See you next
time. Thank
Sunday.
Goodness that you're not in the Orlando area where all these hurricanes and tornadoes. Love you all.
Good night,
talk
Chris.
To you and see you next week.
Good night.
Chris,
good
thank
night.
You for a great show. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, all.